Horny as Hell by B.J. Hermanson. Narrated by Lily Ward. He was more or less the exact opposite of her previous boyfriends. They had coaxed continuously and begged her, nagged her, and groped her. To be honest, she had grown tired of that too eventually. But it had at least made her feel sexy and beautiful every now and again. Not to mention needed and desired. Why it had ended, she could no longer remember. To be allowed to feel wanted, no strings attached, and no reception needed, was just the best. She loved it, and she missed it. But instead, this guy just wanted to snuggle up together and stay like that for hours, preferably in front of a film or TV series, chatting without words. He had cooked sophisticated meals, treated her to fine dining, coffee was always served with breakfast, and their weekends were gladly spent taking long walks hand in hand. The days turned into weeks, and the weeks into months. The only thing that changed was the different days of the week and different days as their lives progressed. To start with, this approach had felt perfect. There was no rush, they took it slow and enjoyed their romantic flirting. The problem was that the other bits, the things she longed for, never actually got off the ground. The more things seemed to stall, the more she yearned for the other side of the coin. Their relationship fizzled into some form of happy contentment. How could she be happy and like her life, but at the same time be so incomprehensibly dissatisfied? As time went by, the small areas of frustration grew more prominent and more noticeable. Couldn't he just sweep her off her feet, make her feel unique, irreplaceable, or worshipped even? She, with so much to give, and he with all the perfect traits and character. He, who she once upon a time had wanted to understand inside and out. What had become of them? The relationship had felt like it was the best thing ever when they first started seeing each other, and now the routines nigged and gnawed their way through the meat, drawing closer and closer to her tender nerves. When it actually happened, she was just as surprised as he was over the breakup. It was a Sunday evening, they had gone to bed early as per usual, she was spooning him, held him tight from behind. She longed to be spooned like that. She pressed up against his broad back, which always impressed her and filled her with lust. The expectations were low, to be honest, but she couldn't leave him be. Couldn't resist. She slipped her hand in beneath the waistband.